Being here, placemaking in a world of movement, from Mogadishu to Melbourne, rediscovering place in a globalised world, by Annika Lems, published 2018 by Berghahn Books, reviewed by Dr. Firoz Gaini, and narrated by Dr. Natalia Shanmugam. In her monograph, Annika Lems searches for answers to questions about the meaning of place, home and memory, through the biographical narratives of three persons who left Somalia in early adulthood and quite accidentally ended up in Melbourne, Australia, after complicated trails through different countries. The main body of the book, 9 chapters organized in 2 parts entitled Emplacement and Displacement, discusses and analyzes the experiences and life stories of the two main protagonists, Omar and Halima, who with their storytelling or story building have opened up the possibility of understanding human emplacement as located at the crossroads between the closeness of place and the infinity of the universe, page 213. In this seminal publication, in the framework of existential phenomenological anthropology, Lens links Sein, being, and Da, here, in her theoretical illustration of the relationship between space and place in a globalized world, a perspective reflecting her empirically based effort to rethink the meaning of place in dominant contemporary anthropological scholarship. Storytelling, she says, is another crossroad at which places and memories from the past and impressions and experiences from the present begin to leak into each other. Page 216. Drawing on anthropological and philosophical studies of space and place with focus on the work of existential and philosophical thinkers, for instance, Heidegger, Casey, Bachelard, who, she says, stress that there is no being out of place. Page 17. Lems advocates a turn towards lived experience of place. Page 21. In moving through places and not just through indifferent space, Lems argues people shape them and are in turn shaped by them. Page 22. Resonating in Goals Wayfarers, showing how people move through, not across, the world in the quest for a better life. Being Here is an impressive book. It demonstrates the power of storytelling among people who were born in a country famed for its love of the art of storytelling. Muhammad Ibrahim, Omar and Halima, who fled their native country because of the war and violence and the disintegration of Somalia, do not want to be labelled refugees. Through their life stories, a method creating an understanding of humans as being born of and into the world, we get a more complex understanding of displacement. Page 51. We are looking at their everyday struggles, walking and talking with them, and getting used to the lived messiness of the storytelling moment. Pages 38 to 43. Lems focus on everyday acts of meaning making in order to get a richer understanding of the role of place in a world of movement. Page 53. Her humane and intersubjective approach to the life worlds of Omar and Halima, linking her own experiences as a European academic immigrant in Australia, to their cultural narratives and her personal reflections on home and family, to their stories about Somali family networks and home building, creates an image of people who want to dwell in a place open enough to perceive opportunities to move forward in one's life. Page 119. Melbourne is their home, and they want their children to be recognized as Australians without having to excuse the migration history of the family. Omar says, for instance, "Yes, I am Somali, and I am born Somali, from one of the Somali families. However, I didn't choose to be born Somali. It just happened that way. But I believe Australia offered me more than what Somalia offered me in terms of the past and in the present." Page 134. Of course, memories from Somalia, the smell, the sky, the colours, the sounds, etc., is part of the story. Some things of the past are easy to talk about. Others are kept in silent, painful stories. Drawing on Ricoeur's concept of memory places, but connecting to the present, Lems argues that memory places illustrate the lived messiness of life's temporal flows. In her creative autobiographical book, What the Oceans Remember, 2019, Sonia Boone writes her family's story and its movement between countries and continents through centuries. In the last section, she writes, "Maybe origins are a mirage. Maybe belonging is a fiction, something each of us creates for ourselves. And maybe then, home is the journey itself." Page 262. For the Somali community in Melbourne, and most clearly through the voice of Halima, home, place and family seem to almost become one. Page 158. They have their shops and social events in Melbourne, keeping people connected to each other and helping the unemployed and lonely to find new hopes for the future. They invite, according to Lems, an understanding of place, allowing it to touch and reach out to the wider world. Page 157. Nevertheless, the loss of Somalia as a place to return home to, its extreme destruction through the last decades, the age of desperate exodus, as Ahmed Samatar calls it, is traumatizing. It is, says Halima, a lost place. Page 178. Halima and others from her community do not give up. They work hard to establish a place-bound stability and to avoid the continuous state of limbo. Page 204. They work hard to belong. Page 205. This contradicts images of nomads avoiding home-boundedness in the 21st century. It also opposes the simple rootlessness as the expression of mobility and freedom. Paradoxically, many people experience roots like an extra pair of wings, says Hage, page 22. Being Here is a thought-provoking book unraveling the key role of storytelling in migrants' movements, placemaking, and everyday struggle. Her study breaks out of the tautologies of the study of international migration, manifesting the openness in its ambiguities and potentials of human life.